Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. There's been a lot of discussion at the state government level about the expansion of broadband services in rural areas of Pennsylvania recently. I understand that this week you attended a hearing in Tioga County on this topic. Why is this something that needs to be looked into in depth, and why is it extremely important for the development of rural areas of Pennsylvania?
Well, I had the opportunity to attend a Center for Rural Pennsylvania public hearing this week in Wellsboro, Tioga County, to discuss rural broadband and what we can do to bring greater broadband access to rural parts of the Commonwealth. Broadband availability, accessibility, and affordability in rural Pennsylvania is absolutely crucial. There are a number of issues surrounding this particular issue, but it's encouraging to see such a high level of attention and focus coming to the importance of this issue because, quite frankly, in rural Pennsylvania, we need this connectivity to be successful, to help companies and residents, but also for healthcare reasons and for students and educational opportunities. Broadband is certainly not a luxury. It's something that's a necessity for our communities to be successful. It's a part of our infrastructure. And in rural areas, it is going to take government intervention to make sure that quality broadband is provided. Because when you look at our numbers in many of our communities are few, and our residences and homes are spread far apart. And telecommunications companies often don't want to build out in those areas. But that's where I think it's going to require government intervention to partner with private industry to bring broadband service to rural parts of the Commonwealth. And that was the focus of this hearing and exactly what we can do to promote additional broadband in rural parts of the Commonwealth.
There's also been a lot of talk about transportation issues this week, and I understand that this is a week when we recognize safety, especially for those who are out working on our roads. What's going on here?
We're at the time of the year where transportation projects start off for the season, and you start to see a lot more construction zones in the area. And this coming week is recognized as National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week, and it runs from April 9th through the 13th. And PennDOT is reminding drivers to proceed with caution in construction areas for the sake of worker safety and for traveling motorist safety. And sadly, 88 PennDOT employees have lost their lives in the line of duty. And to help prevent tragedies like this, we need to be mindful of work zones and certainly slow down in work zones and pay attention to folks who work in those work zones, all with the goal of preventing future tragedies.
There's also been a lot of talk about offering new capabilities to local police to measure and control speed on the highways. What's going on here?
Well, our House Transportation Committee took a look at an issue that's been around for a very long time, and Pennsylvania is one of the only states in the nation that local police are not permitted to use radar for speed detection. Only the Pennsylvania State Police are permitted to use radar. And the Transportation Committee held a public hearing to hear testimony from a number of individuals and groups this week on proposals that would allow local police to use radar. The state Senate has already passed legislation that would authorize local police to use these devices. And as a former police officer myself, I think it's very important to provide our police officers with all the necessary tools to do their job and the best tools to do their jobs. And I think that radar is the most accurate. And my hope is that the legislation will be considered in the House Transportation Committee very soon and comes out on the House floor for a vote.
Also, you have an event coming up that could be of real interest to those who are firearms owners or interested in finding out a little bit about firearm safety. What's going on here?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another firearm safety and rights seminar. I've hosted a number of these events in many communities throughout our district. This upcoming event will be held on Thursday, April 26th in Shingle House at 6 p.m. at the Shingle House Volunteer Fire Department. It's an excellent opportunity to gather information about Pennsylvania's concealed carry laws, the Castle Doctrine, and join in a discussion about those issues. Seating is limited for the event, but you can register by visiting repcauser.com or by contacting my office in Cowdersport at 274-9769.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.